Ryan Davis, he was half man, half Simcoe machine. But still he was more of a man than any other man was or could ever have been. Papa Bear, yesteryear, he trotted through time with ease. Although the robots knew his pokey weakness, coughing made him giddy at the knees. He rode horse meat rider into town the night that Ghostfish was around. The two met eye to eye because the Ghostfish floated high above the ground. Monday. Ghostfish snickered loudly and said, "You can't beat me, you know." It held an ancient copy of "You Can't Stop Mr. Domino." Ryan wouldn't let this stand. That game was better than the best. He decided that until the game was safe, Ghostfish would never rest. "Hey everyone, it's Tuesday and it's time to get that fish out of town." So he made a giant bomb and Rider Meat Horse, he climbed on down. The Tazewell and the fish, they stared, and on this went for days and days. Till over the hill came Ryan's posse, whiskey came, and everybody was amazed. He said, "Batman, Batman, Batman, that whiskey back there, man, in the fight." They fought alongside Davis all day, but were victorious in the night.
"There's a lot of face and neck stabbing, if you like to stab dudes in the face and neck. There's one really good move where you can stab a dude 5 or 6 times very quickly, Shank style, like, just jabbing."
As if a single victory was not enough to satiate his hungry thirst, Ryan set out to right the wrongs, but make the wrongdoers laugh their goddamn heads off first. He was the victor against China, he had Daytona, USA. He shat all over Game Room and he conquered Dragon Ball Z. He won the Bronco Trigger, he was better than FTL. He beat Mark of the Ninja and he gave John Drake hell.
Mr. Davis, did you or did you not say in reference to stabbing people in the face and neck?
No, I did not.
Just months before
this heinous crime was committed.
Your Honor.
Your Honor.
I did not say it 5 times.
But the final win for Davis was the greatest triumph off the charts. Unparalleled in everything, he won all of our souls and all our hearts. Ryan was a great man, leaking happiness right up until the end. And although many never met him, we considered him a friend. So thank you, Ryan Davis, you have filled our days and nights with endless glee. I hope you're up there in the game room, in the sky, enjoying Half-Life 3.
Oh, oh!